I wish I could live in Florida where it's warm all the time, but the family won't move down there. Yep. It's
hot
in here.
So hot in here.
Yeah.
So hot in.
There is no gray.
Oh!
You stupid.
They're not.
What's 9 plus 10?
21.
You stupid.
This is the truth.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Dannyland.
Is anyone on the radio right now?
No! Nobody is. Nobody any good anyhow.
Oh! Hello, there's my cue. How are you? The name is Danny Chekalinski. The show is called Dannyland, the mission statement. 85% of the world is stupid. Welcome. Welcome to the 15%. Let me tell you something right now. I apologize for the delay, but I've been very, very busy sleeping on the couch. I go to the pharmacy, okay? I went to the shrink, and he gave me two prescriptions. One for Xanax, all right? 90 Xanax. And then he gave me another prescription for Lexapro, and he increased it. So I go to pick up. So I drop off the prescriptions at the pharmacy. That's what you do. And then I show up the next day, and I try and pick them up. The Xanax is there. It's waiting for me. But the Lexapro is not. I'm like, well, what's going on? They said, well, you know, that's quite the increase in the dosage, and we need some documentation from the doctor. Well, what's the prescription about? Well, you faxed the doctor. And then they said they called him. They never called the doctor, but they faxed the doctor. Don't you think that a prescription is better than a fax? Anyhow, the next day they call me. They call me at home. They say, the prescription is ready. And I'm thinking to myself, self, if that's the case, if they had a problem, why didn't they call me? These are things. Yeah, why didn't they call me the day before when they had the problem? I could call the doctor and have the doctor call them. That's why I say 85% of the world is stupid, and we are the 15%. NFL draft, a couple of things I want to cover that happened since we talked the last time. NFL draft a couple of weeks ago, and I said there's going to be some radio gold. This is Tack McKinley. He got drafted, and I want you to listen to his reaction. And I think you'll be able to figure out what is so entertaining. Here we go.
Who I do it for? This is who I do it for, man. Come on, man.
I made a promise to her. Like I said, I was going to go D1. I was going to get out of Richmond. I was going to get out of Oakland. I was going to live my dreams, play the NFL. And I'm here, man. I completed the promise. That means every fucking thing to me. Excuse my language. Whoop. Man, find me later, man.
What a great kid, huh? As promised, I said there was going to be a golden moment in the NFL draft, and I was not wrong. Yeah, grandma would be very proud. I hope the kid makes it, I really do, because you're talking about some amazing interviews this guy is going to give. How about that? This is what we do it for, isn't that right?
Huh? Who I do it for.
Yes.
This is who I do it for, man. Yeah.
And he's talking about his grandmother that passed away prior to the draft. So, well, good for him. You know what? I always say this, too. Anybody can give birth. Anybody can father a child. But it takes to be a parent, you have to use some common sense. You really do. And there is no common sense anymore. Case in point, listen to this.
Custody of two of Mike Martin's children have now been returned to their biological mother. She said outrage online helped save 9-year-old Cody and 12-year-old Emma. Martin and his wife, Heather, who's the stepmother of those kids, gained fame for their YouTube channel, Daddy05, where they played what they called pranks on the five kids. The channel had 763,000 subscribers as of today, but YouTube users started filing complaints when many of the videos were deemed vicious and abusive. They included making Cody believe he'd been adopted out of their family, destroying his Xbox with a hammer, and yelling and using profanity in front of the kids.
Unbelievable. No, actually, you know what? It's actually believable. That's the sad thing about the whole situation there. And by the way, what was it? 760,000 idiots following this and making the demand. Without the demand, there isn't a purpose. Without a purpose, there isn't a channel. Without a channel, there isn't... These kids are not props for your stupid videos, all right? Let's be honest. Kids are meant to mow the yard, vacuum, and do laundry. Speaking of bad parents, this woman gets arrested after she was smacking her kid around for not giving her a Mother's Day card. Let's go to the story here. A 911 call about a disturbance at this home. The cops found the young boy in tears. Well, sure. The kid complained that his head hurt and he was sad. Well, yeah, because mom smacked him. The boy was in the residence with his grandmother, sister, and his mother, Chantrell Murphy. If I had a daughter, I would name her Chantrell. I would. I guess the grandmother told officers that the Chantrell struck the boy 3 times in the head in a hard manner, as opposed to a light manner. Anyhow, Murphy said she didn't strike her son in a hard or violent manner. Oh, okay, that's what they mean by love taps then, right? Now, here's the thing. Chantrell was recently arrested for domestic violence, but that charge was dismissed last month by prosecutors, court records show. So, obviously, you know, she is, we got an anger issue here. We have a bad parenting issue, and here you have a kid that's not going to have a chance. And then when the kid goes up to, you know, steal sneakers and sell crack cocaine, everybody wonders what's going on. Figure it out. Good kids come from good parents. There is no shortcut. The Rock. The Rock says he's thinking of running for president. All right, good. Let's move on. Emails now. By the way, it's Radio Danny. Radio Danny on Facebook is how you get a hold of me. All right, I pose the question, who would you rather sit next to? A Komodo dragon, all right, a Komodo dragon, or Whoopi Goldberg? Here are some of your answers. Whoopi stinks more. I'd have a better chance surviving a bite from a Komodo dragon. Good one. I think Whoopi is a Komodo dragon. And again, Radio Danny on Facebook, and I love the feedback. I really do, because your stuff is better than mine. I'm thinking about the whole Whoopi. Every time I turn on The View or whatever that show is where they yell at each other constantly. Yeah. And I'm thinking about Whoopi Goldberg, and I'm thinking that Ted Danson, let's not forget, he has seen her naked. And I think that's what turned his hair gray. News from the club scene. Can we have some club music, please? Look at that. That's good. Look at that. You got the shiny shirt guys. Then you got the guys over there, the shot guys. Shots. Yeah, those guys. Then you got the guy you bump into and he says, you want a piece of me, that guy. Anyhow, I saw this story where women, you ladies, are starting to wear tape to clubs. I'm not talking about masking tape. I'm talking about black electrical tape, which is absolutely... Look, Home Depot is not a clothing store. It's not. And I just don't understand. You know what? It's good that we brought up the clubs because I haven't been to a club in years. Which leads me to this.
And now, Danny Land presents 3 things I don't understand.
Chewing on ice. I do it all the time. Pardon me. All right. We're talking about clubs here, because I don't understand. 3 things from the clubs that I do not understand. Number one, the VIP section. You paid $150 for a $30 bottle of booze. Basically, I did the math here. You dished out $120 to sit down, so you're not a VIP. You're an idiot. Lower that a little, will you, please? Thank you. That's George. Got a big staff here at Danny Lynn. All right, number two, dating somebody that you met in a club. Everybody is all dolled up. No one is going to look that good again. I wonder what she looks like on a Sunday morning after taking off all that war paint and prying herself out of that little black dress. Uh-huh. Number three, people who say, can I buy you a drink? Let's be honest. The people inside the club, 90% of the people in clubs have issues. That's why they go to clubs. You throw some vodka on top of their Xanax and their Zoloft, it's like throwing kerosene on a backyard fire. You just don't know what you're going to get. All right. Things I don't understand. Thank you. Kill the music. There you go. That's George. It's okay to love your car. But this is not what I mean. Got a 20, we're going to go to Saginaw, Michigan for this here. 26-year-old guy with a self-professed fetish for rough-running cars will avoid prison time. And instead, he's got to register as a sex offender and get some mental health training or some treatment, I would imagine. 5 years probation, too, by the way. All right, this 26-year-old guy sentenced on 8 felonies and 2 separate auto incidents. This happens with this guy all the time. It happened last year, and something else happened again. Evidently, he is into a fetish he refers to as cranking. Yeah, I didn't know either, okay? According to the story here, the act entails removing a vehicle's spark plug wires to make the vehicle run roughly to help reach sexual self-gratification. And you thought Armor All is what made the dashboard shine. I'm thinking about this. I mean, you know, when you were a kid, I don't know if this happened to you or not, but my grandparents, they were smokers. At least my grandfather was. So he would, you know, he would drive around in a station wagon with the paddle sideboards. You know what I'm talking about? The windows being rolled up. And he's sitting there just chain smoking on those non-filter Camels. This is just as bad. This is called secondhand choke. See, there's a long way to go. A long way to go to set up that joke. That's why I want the emails. Radio Danny on Facebook. Your stuff is better. So I'm watching stuff on the internet, and I saw this about rules in relationships. Listen to this. Oh, I think this comes, a radio station did this, I think. Hold on.
Recently, a Baltimore radio station asked its listeners to reveal.
All right, here we go again, one more time.
Recently, a Baltimore radio station asked its listeners to reveal their weird relationship rules. We wanted to share a few, starting with a laundry rule. One woman said, "My husband hates the way I fold his jeans and socks, so almost 15 years later, I still don't do the laundry." Here's another.
Wacky.
Separate bathrooms. Husband, not allowed in mine. Last week we realized he had never seen my walk-in closet because it's through the bathroom. Finally, don't mess with a hungry spouse. One wife told her husband to never offer her soup when she's hungry.
Huh? Never offer me soup when I'm hungry? Look, you're hungry and all of a sudden I've got to be some sort of a culinary expert here. Here's the bottom line, okay? You want to eat? Here's some soup. If not, the Jimmy John's menu's in the junk drawer, and you'll find the phone on the couch. Is there any wonder why the divorce rate is over 50%? That's some wacky radio, isn't it? It's crazy. Let's go to the phone right now. 77, 77, 77, 77. 76 degrees here in sunshine today in San Diego. Radio. All right, one more thing.
Ryan Seacrest is Kelly Ripa's new co-host on Live, and a lot of people think that pick is pretty boring. Seacrest has co-hosted Live 5 times as a guest since ABC began the search for Michael Strahan's replacement a year ago. One columnist wrote, "Seacrest is so predictable, he'll fit right in on morning TV."
Okay, he's predictable, but the guy's rich, all right? Again, he's doing everything. He's doing a radio show, he's producing the Kardashian show, and now this. One thing he's not doing is he's not dating women. See, I had to take a shot. I'm just jealous. That's what it is. You know, the guy is everywhere. He really is. You're going to open up your fridge later on this afternoon. You're going to find him right by the milk and the eggs. Jealous. All right, that's all I got for you this time around. We'll talk again real soon. I'm going to go back to the couch and do what I do best. Sleep. All right. I really appreciate you listening. Tell a friend about the podcast, okay? And again, Danny Land is the show. I am Danny Chekalinsky. I'm currently for hire. 85% of the world is stupid. You have been part of the 15%.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
And Texas, and New York, and we go to South Dakota, and Oregon, and Washington, and Michigan, and then we go to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
Well, who's doing the raping? Who's doing the raping? Don't come to me thinking I'm gonna feel sorry for you. If anything at all, I'll pull down your pants, take off my belt, and whoop your behind.
Let's hang out sometime!
This is Danny Land.
Well, folks, that's the news, and I am out of here.